Yeah, we're holding Kamar and Lav Tzadik Hei. His last line was, Hahu Tabcha, there was a butcher. The Yom Le Lechavre, the butcher told his friend, you know, on top of Lav Tzadik Hei and Aleph, he told him like this, He have a feisi minoi, like if you would have been on good terms with me, you should know, Mi loy saf lecho mishor shopitim, the Yavdi Yesmol, I would have given you to eat from a very good fatty shor. Shor shopitim is that I fatted him, made him very good. I would have given you that special meat that I had, I would have given you. That I shechted it yesterday. But Rabbi says, now that you're not on good terms with me, I'm not going to give you from that meat. So Amalei, so his friend said back to Mishino, Achli mishufre shufri, I ate from the good part of that meat. So Amalei, so the Tabach said, Minoloch, like how did you get it? How did you know who gave you it? Amalei, so said back to him, Dizoven tloin yad gechovim. That a guy bought a piece of meat off you yesterday, and besoffily that guy gave me from the meat. So the kids, I ate from that good meat anyway. Omalei, so the tabach said back to his person, no, Omalei, trey avdi, yesterday I had two different shvarim, two different axes like, and vahu treif heve, that one that I sold to the guy, that was a treifa. As if to say, you're not allowed to eat from the meat you got, you can't eat from it. So shall we believe the tabach or not? Some Rebbe says, Bishvil Shaita Zeh, because of this fool, this Tabach, Shosa Shloi Koigit, he did not the right way. Onu Nesa Kola Makulin, should we ask for all the, like, the butcher stands where they sell the meat, that Avada no Avada, you still allowed to buy meat even today from the rest of the butcher places. And Rashi said the reason why he did something Shloi Koigit, what was not right about this? Shemocha Treif Lod Gechovim, that this butcher sold the treif to a guy, and he knew that the guy is going to sell it by Makulin. And therefore know that other Jews may buy it and it'll be mad to him. So therefore if they didn't make achrosi, if they didn't announce it today, he wasn't supposed to sell the treifa to a guy. So on this lashon the Gemara says that Rebbe Latame, Rebbe goes according to his own reasoning, Rebbe Latame, the Yom of the Rebbe holds and says, Makulin. If you have this butcher place, the marketplace where they sell meat, that's called the Makulin. V'tavcha Yisrael, and like most of the butchers there are all Jews. Rashi says, Makulun v'tavchei Yisrael chloima, Makulun oimdim b'ir, v'tavchei Yisrael masaskim b'em, the only Jewish butchers, like all the shechtim are Jewish. So, bosa hanimsa b'yovik chobim, if you find meat in the hands of a guy in this place, is muta, you're allowed to buy the meat. Rashi says, v'ash lechum netabokim, for sure this guy bought the meat off a Jewish butcher, and he bought it, I'm not to sell it, to make business on it. And he did not shecht it, but rather Jew shechted it. Therefore, it's muta. Rashi says, the bosa roif tabochem aslinam. We go bosa roif. Aye, maybe we'll treifa like lemechish, because it would have been a treifa, they wouldn't have sold it, bimakulin, because they know, goyim buy it there. So therefore, that's Rebbe Shita, it's tamazai Jew is allowed to buy the meat in the makulin. So just because this one tabach did wrong, we do not make exera like toss all the meat by the butchers. Now, Ika the Amri, something that's not what happened. Ika the Amri, that Omer Rebbe said like this, Mifnei Shreit Zeh, because of this fool is butcher, the Yichav Litzure Lechavre, that what he was only lying. He only meant to give pain to his friend. In other words, really what happened was he sold the kosher meat to the guy. And the Jew was able to eat the meat. He only said it, that it was a treifa to make his friend feel bad. That's all. That's called Yichav Litzure Lechavre. Is because of that, onu nesa kolam akulun, we should go and ask all the butcher, all the meats in the butcher stores. Of course not. So according to this loshen, then a timer, what's the reason why Rebbe says you're still allowed to buy meat from the butchers? The yichavu mitzur lechavre, because this one butcher did not really sell any treifas to the guy. He only sold them really kosher meat. He only lied to his friend to mitzar, to make him painful. That's all. Mashma then, holafok, if not for that, it was really true that he sold the guy a bosa treifah. Holafok, he also would have been also then for a Jew to buy meat in the makulim today. So more asked the question, is that true? For a tani belong like this, that Rebbe Yemer Rebbe says, makulim, the tavcha Yisrael, in the case we have this place where they sell the meats, the makulim, and most of the tabach and most of the butchers there are Jews, so the locher is, that the bosser on him to be out of Gechavim, if you find a piece of meat in the hands of a guy, muta, you're allowed to buy that meat. So what do you see? You see that, since it's Bechefkat Heterhein, so Mitzvah because of one guy, you don't ask for everything. So how could you say, Rebbe said here, the only reason why it's Mutter? Because the guy did not really make a treifa. It was only Mitzayir, but if he really sold the treifa, it would be awesome. I, Rebbe Shitrich, go bust like Reif. Since Reif Tavachan, the Yisraelim, it's not Shkir to have a treifa there. It's Mutter to buy the meat from a guy there. Smor says, Shani Hoch, here it's different though. The Yitzchazik Yisura. Here it's called Yitzchazik Yisura. Because if it would have been true that this Tabach said he had a trade for that then, he sold it to a guy, so that's Vada Yisunam in the marketplace. Therefore, today it would be also to buy meat from a guy. Rashi says the trade for the Zela Nizabo Shurei Mokul Al-Kachot, this person, this Tabach, sold it to a guy. And therefore, we have to be afraid, Shemokul Al-Kachot Im Harbei, that maybe this guy sold to another guy, maybe this butcher sold to other goyim. Therefore, with Chazak Yisuru, where if we know for sure that a treifa was sold to a goy in the marketplace today, then takot sasa to buy meat off a goy. But we do not know for sure, so then menasafik avada then Rabbi holds you go bus a raiv, since raiv tabachim are Yisraelim, you have a right to say the meat is kosher, even if you buy it off a goy. And Tosfos speaks out the pshat from Rabbi is that Rabbi letaime the yom makulun tavchi Yisrael is smuta. And we're not chashin and shema, maybe the goy will bring an availer from his house. But the pshat is you go bus a roiv. The bus a roiv, bus a razlinon, and roiv becomes from Jew. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rav says that the bus a meat, kivon shenesalim minayin, once it was hidden from the eye of a Jew, the locher is also, you're not allowed to bite, and you can't bite anymore. Shirashi says shenesalim minayin means, there was one time when no Jew was watching it. Even was munach al shachonoi. Still, it's also Rashi says because Sheman is chalaf in nevela. Maybe got exchanged. Like maybe a guy came and changed it for a nevela. Therefore, it's also teach from the meat. So, more is the question. Mesa, we have a question. We just learned before that Rebbe Yom Rebbe says makulin v'tavche Yisrael. We have this butcher, the meat place, the meat market. And most butchers, most tabachim, most sheikhtim there are Yisraelim. Therefore, bosa hanimtsa b'davi kechavim muta, even meat that you find in the hand of a guy, you're allowed to eat. So the question is, nimtsa if you find the b'davachavim, why is it muta? The guru that's called nesalim munayin. So Marin says, no, I'll answer you that nimtsa b'davi kechavim shani, found in the hand of a guy, here it's better. So Rashi says, why? Because it's Becheskas, this guy now is watching it for us. And the Jew did not sell a trifle to a guy to be able to sell trifles here. So therefore, in this marketplace, all the meat there is kosher meat. Therefore, even though a guy is holding on to it, he's like watching it for us. So that's okay. Avabosra munach. But some meat that's left on the table, Shema Ovim Tata Chofu, you have to be afraid maybe birds came, maybe an Arab, a raven came, and took away the piece of meat you had there and brought a new piece of meat. So if you don't have a Shemer, it's also. But the Gemara before was, since it's Biyana V'Kachovim, he is like the Shemer, therefore it's Mutter. Toshima, come in here. We have a famous Gemara, Tisha Chanuyis, you have 9 stores, Kulan, Meichres, Bosa Shrut, all of them sell kosher meat. The Yachas Mecheres Bos Nevelos. There's only one butcher store in the city that sells treifa meat, sells Nevelos. Now, Velokach Miachas Mehen. You went down to one of these 10 stores and you bought from them. V'yen Yedei Mezim Lokach. You forgot from which store you went into. Tzlokach is Safek Osa. That's called Kavua. Called Kavua's Kamach Tzamach Tzadami. Therefore, it's Osa. Since you went down to the store, so that we say the Klal of the Grashi says, called Kavua Kamach Tzamach Tzadami. And this is called Minakvu Lokach. Since you did not find it outside moving, you found it stationary in its place, therefore it's called Safik Lechumra. What's going to be though, Benimtsa? Let's say you find a piece of meat outside one of the stores, and you don't know from which store it came from. That's the klal of Holach Acharev, you're right to go bus on the Rav. That what? That since Rav butcher stores are sell kosher meat, you'll have to say this meat comes from the kosher store. The question is, if you find it outside though, how can you eat it? The chur, it's not worse than bosa shenesalim in ayin. You found it outside, nobody was watching it. So let's be afraid, maybe it was changed for an avela. So my answer is, According to Rav, that the whole halacha is talking about only if you find in the hands of a guy. So a guy HaKohanim was watching it. We don't have to be afraid. Maybe an Eruv came and changed it around. Because he just found it on the floor. According to Rav, it'd be also. Toshima, come in here, I'll bring another proof. There's a Mishnah Machshirin that says, Motza bo bosa, if you find meat. Rashi says, Mishnah be Machshirin, Ir she Yisrael lo kechovim dorumbo, it's a city that both the Jews and Goyim live together, and you find a piece of meat there. The locher is holachacha roif tabochim. You go after roif tabochim and roif the butchers there. Are Yisraelim, therefore the meat is kosher. Via mevushal, let's say the meat was cooked. Holachacha roif oichle bosa. Go after roif people that eat meat. The roif people that eat meat are Yisraelim, then it's muta. But if not, even though a Jew made the shechita, but a guy cooked up the meat, it'll be yosa al bishalakim. So therefore, he has to go after roif people that cook up the meat. But I call upon him, if roif is a Yisroel, you'll have to eat from this meat, even though you find it. So according to Rav Roy, it's Bosesh and Solomon Ayin. So Moses says, v'chita, maybe you'll answer me, hochi nami benimtza bidot gachavim. Here we're talking about where you find the meat in the hands of a guy. So Moses says, if so, mevusho, holachacha roif echle boso. It says, well, if you found the meat to be cooked, then you have to go boss the roof people that eat cooked meat. For next, let's see this person. If the case is you find in the meat that somebody's holding it, so what's Yishayla? See clearly who it is that's holding the meat. See if he's a Jew or if he's a guy. If he's a Jew, the meat will be mut. If he's a guy, the Jew should be yotz also. So what's Yishayla? So chur it's mashma, nobody's holding the meat. You find it on the floor. So it's akasha. So chur it's bostash in a salamanayin. So it says, no, Hochum Mayaskinon, we're talking over here, Hochum Mayaskinon, be Oymed Veru. It's talking about somebody else standing there and watching. Rashi says, Mishor Shenofim Miyad Odom Lishom, Uviyoid Biyad Abaylim Leneser. Feel what the Chavim, Tanim Tzivach Chavim Mutter. Talking about a Jew was standing and watching the way the person was holding his meat, and then he dropped it. And we don't know who that person is. But our co-part of the meat itself is being watched now that we know for sure no Eruv came and took it. So it's only a shayla if that person was a Jew or a guy. So therefore you have a right to go after Reuv. Ben Achnam, in a case where it was not watched, Bostash and Salamanayin, it could be a Biyosa, even though they are Reuv, Yisraelim. Toshma, coming here, another Mishnah Machshirin. It says, Nimtza Bigvulin Eivorim Nevelas Chatichos Mutarois. Now, Begvula means outside the Beis HaMikdash. So Rashi said there's a Mishnah in Masechta Shkolim that says there that boss, if you find meat in the Azor, in the Beis HaMikdash, pieces, so it's from a Korban Oilo. That's the day to cut up a Korban Oilo. They find the pieces of meat, Begvula, outside the Beis HaMikdash, then a Vorm find pieces, Nevelot, Yenemon, it's Nevelot. So Rashi says, Kein Derech Lechat Chali Vorm, Lashlich Chali Ashpo. So Derech, if you have an Nevelot, an animal that died without Shkita, you just cut it up and throw it into the garbage. It says here that nimtza begvulin, you find cut up meat, begvulin, evorim, cut up piece of the meat, nevelus, chatichos, mutaros. But if it's not a neva means a whole limb. But if you find just pieces of meat, then it's mutaros. Because pieces of meat, we say, came from a kosher animal, that they cut it up to sell it. Rashi says, avad, we're talking about a varayv tabchi yischol kama. Bechiv nechla, since cut up the pieces, since it's meant to eat it. Therefore, it's mutaros. So the question is why? According to Rav, it should be a bosash in a Solomon Ayin. The Chita maybe answer me, how can I be here also? Be oimed veru. We're talking about where you saw the way the owner lost it. So Mar says, if so, then a vorm nevela samai. Why do we say that they found limbs, a whole limb? It's nevela mai. Let's the Shurish say also the owner lost it. So why is it a nevela? The stam was from a good Chita. Samura says, Midyu time el Rav, the whole question is only according to Rav. I'll tell you, Itmo lo, we learned like this, that Rav learns Pshanis Mishnah Shkolim is, that after it says it's mut, if you find chatichos, it's mut, muteras mishum nevela, that's all. It's mut, it means to say it's not a nevela. Rashi says, Loi metam, it has no din tumor on it. And the ocholoi, if you eat it, also you won't get malchus, because only a suffix. But Miu Rashi says, Bachilot akasura, enechnaim, it's also teat from it. Because it's called Bosesh in a Solomon Ayin. But Vilo Evorim, a limb, that will machsa to be a Vada Nevela, and if you eat it, you get Malkus. So that's the way Rav will learn Pshan, this Mishnah in Shkolim, Renachami. If you find the pieces of limbs there, you have a right to say it's a Vadin of Eilin, if he did, you get Malkus. But if you find pieces of meat cut up, you have a right to say that Negei to the Isur, it's only a Sofik Yisur. Therefore, you will not get Malkus. Renachami, Lechetchila Sasatidit, because it has a lock of Bosnish Nesalim, Minoayin. However, Renachami, for Levi Yomer, Levi says no, Muteras Bachilo. Levi says even muta bachilo, because Levi is not choshet for bosach nesalam minayin, and therefore since reiv tabach ma yisraelim here, you have right to say this meat is bosach sheru. Now the Gemara says, behold the Rav, that Rav says alocho, that bosach nesalam minayin is also what the Rav la befeirushit. We didn't say clearly, elu meklol itma. It's only from another thing we could bring a proof that that's what he means. Why? The Rav had be Yosef amavro. Rav was sitting once on a mavro, the shtotis. He was once sitting like on the bank of a river. He was sitting, Rashi says, al mokam mavro shleisenor, a place where people go over the river. He was sitting in the kitchen near the river, Rav. And what happened was, chazi yisrael hu garver min, tevi ko machvor resha. He was washing.